In California, they have what's called wildfire season, the time of year when wildfires are most likely to occur. And you would think that there are some pretty common sense ways to protect your home or neighborhood from being burned. Some residents install the best sprinkler system that money can buy. And that sounds like a good idea. It seems wise to do that. But the fire experts say it's pretty ineffectual. Sprinkler systems are no help combating wildfires that spread because of high winds. The winds just move the water to where it can do no good. So what is the best protection? Well, the fire experts say proper landscaping. Now, that may seem foolish over and against sprinklers, but it's what works and it's what the experts say to do. So in certain parts of California, it's not a matter of if, but when. Another fire is coming, no doubt. The question remains, though, will the homes make it? Will the homeowners go with what seems like common sense wisdom of sprinklers, or will they choose to listen to the experts who study wildfire and fire prevention? Will they be fireproof? Another type of fire is coming, not for homes in California, but for the houses of God. And the question is, will we be fireproof? Will we listen to the expert? In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 12 through 13, Paul says that our work as a church, specifically church leaders and pastors, the work will be tested by fire. And only fireproof work built on the foundation of Jesus Christ will be rewarded. So what does it take to have fireproof work, work that stands the test of time and culture and fads and the heat of the refiner's fire? Well, that's the question that this text is going to answer for us. But why should you be concerned about this? Well, because hopefully you are part of the construction crew and your work will be part of the judgment of fire. And we all want our work to last, to remain, to be proven as quality work, or else why even bother? So what we have said so far is that work that lasts has a Christ-centered foundation. But over the next few days here on Day by Day, we want to add to that. Work that lasts has a grace-based perspective, a wisdom-based work ethic, and a reward awareness motivation. So I hope that you will continue to join us as we walk through this passage. But today, when you pray today, please remember Jamshed Hadia and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Iraqu Lifeword broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.